Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we take a look at the astrological energies from April 24th until April 30th, closing out the fourth month of the year. And this is a time of integrations. This is where we're really going to start seeing and feeling shifts, especially after eclipse season and as Mercury stations direct. Now, just a few days ago, depending on when you're listening to this, we had the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction at 21 degrees of Taurus, but they are still conjunct for a few more days as both move through 22 degrees of Taurus. So we are still in this energy that wants to powerfully uplevel us. And in order to do so, you need to see what has to be shaken off, what has to be released, what has been limiting you, what has been holding you back. And this could certainly be something inside yourself, your own consciousness, a belief system, a pattern, a loop, karmic energies. It could be so many things that are actually restraining your growth, and you could feel that push or pull. It depends, of course, on not only your chart, but where you're at in your healing journey. And for many other people, you are feeling this energy light you up. You are feeling new parts of your cell, your DNAs, your energies coming online, almost like this flowering and blooming energy that is offering you more insights into who you truly are, into your authenticity. Now, this conjunction with Jupiter and Uranus actually focuses on how Uranus in Taurus is ready for change. And it's quite amusing when you think about how Taurus doesn't want change. Don't take me out of my known comfort zone. I'm not ready for that. That's too much. I'm not interested. You might start to see Taurus energies saying, yes, I'm ready for change. I want that. I'm ready to do this differently. I'm ready to see it differently. And this could be a beautiful progressive development that even surprises you, especially if you have Taurus placements. You might find yourself really feeling encouraged to move forward or do something differently that you never thought you would do. And that's part of the significance of this energy that we're still in. These bigger collective energies work with all of us, and they affect us individually and through a unified energy field that we might not always be aware of. And this is, in fact, one of the beautiful gifts of astrology. I've been studying and practicing astrology, Western tropical astrology, for over 30 years now, and something that keeps coming up that presents itself through astrology is that it is one of the pathways to our unity consciousness. It is one way that we have affirmation of our oneness, of our ability to connect and experience these same energy fields, even though we do so in our unique way, working with our individual energetic imprint. And there's also a beautiful balance that's maintained throughout these energetic experiences, which is that for all the people who are having a big life change, perhaps shocking developments, big surprises, a powerful awakening, and even deep changes internally, there are also groups of people who are not being as dramatically affected, which maintains an equilibrium on the planet, meaning they're not feeling it as personally, or it's not working with them at such a deep individual level. Rather, they feel it, they sense it, but they are providing an anchoring energy, sort of like anchoring in peace, anchoring in balance. And even when the collective energies go through their more severe one-sided expressions, there are always people on the opposite end of the spectrum. And that is how we are learning to honor, respect, and work with the full spectrum of energies here. And so you could see this as, if you're feeling inclined to focus on peace, if you're focusing on how to harmonize, how to calm, how to be more meditative in your daily experiences. That's a very important energy to trust for yourself, because that could be connected to what's needed on the planet right now. And so if everyone is running around you, acting a little bit chaotic and a lot is going on, but you feel like you are the calm within the storm, certainly trust that. Dig into that and honor that in yourself, because that has a very special place on the energetic grid. And astrology is one way for us to understand these energy cycles, to be able to comprehend them, to identify them, to work with them, and to remember that we are innately connected to a bigger energy and, of course, to unity consciousness. So even if a friend of yours is peaceful and calm and seems like nothing is going on within them, they are honoring an important part of the energy spectrum on our planet. And we can even see that as a form of divine perfection. Now, over this next week, the energies are going to support us in further integrating and honoring what is different for you now, what shifts you've been through, especially since eclipse season started back on March 25th. Perhaps look at your own roller coaster experience or changes you've been walking through, running through, even what you feel you've been receiving and having to filter through. Whatever the case may be for yourself, this final week in April can validate where you're at now and can even move you into greater trust of how you've changed, how you've elevated, what you have cleared out and finished, what you have allowed to be complete in your experience, because you don't need it going forward. And I will touch on that a little bit more as we go through the transiting energies of this week. So on April 25th, Mercury stations direct at 15 degrees, 59 minutes of Aries. And this, in fact, is conjunct that north node in Aries, which is at 15 degrees. Mercury stations direct, which is just like applying the brakes on your vehicle. You're coming to a full and complete stop, but it is on top of some type of mountain peak when it was working with that north node. It's giving you a new lay of the land, new understandings, things to see in a different way, where you can be more intentional now around what you want to move towards. Now, I happen to think that Mercury retrograde in Aries was a good thing because of how it slows down that Aries impulsiveness, the impatience, even the enthusiasm to go, let's get it started. I have the best idea ever. Well, sometimes that isn't the case. And in fact, that Mercury in Aries can say yes too soon and too often. So now as Mercury stations direct, there are opportunities to assess what can you really handle. Now, come on now, be honest. Even if you've had the best idea ever, or you've got this great intention, or there's something bubbling in you that is so exciting, Mercury coming to a complete stop, conjunct the North Node, is going to help you understand, yes, I have energy for this. Yes, I can do this. I have time. I have resources. I have availability. Or you could very well come to the conclusion that, yeah, this isn't going to work out. This is not what I should be doing. This is not where I should be focused. What am I doing? This is wasting my time. So there are corrections here. There are also details to correct, where you're assuming you have someone's birth chart, but then you realize you have the wrong year. Or you're going to send a package through the mail and you haven't verified that zip code or some part of their address. So pay attention to details, because Mercury and Aries can overlook them, have to do them twice, or it creates a mess. And this would be a time to actually just take a beat. Now, to be honest, Mercury in Aries doesn't want to slow down. It's like getting to a crosswalk and you just want to keep jogging. You're like, okay, the light is red, but I'm just going to keep jogging because I don't want to stop moving, and I can't stop moving. I love the momentum. So as Mercury then moves direct, the momentum will pick up. And it will be easier to not only correct something, but also know with certainty what is a yes and what is a no. So keep that in mind, that people change their minds when Mercury stations direct. And you thought something was moving forward and they come back around and they say, oh, I'm so sorry to disappoint you, but I've realized I don't have capacity for this. I can't take this on. This will be a time when things are canceled. They don't happen. People realize it's not what they want to choose. It's not what they want to do. So give people some grace and some leeway this week. And of course, give that to yourself if you're realizing you've got to course correct something, or even what you originally intended is no longer what you want. And so it can be easier to cut something off sooner with this particular Mercury stationing direct on the North Node. And the North Node wants you to be intentional around what you're starting. That North Node in Aries wants you to do something new, wants you to embark on a new creation and a new adventure. And if you've just needed time to sort through it or to figure it out, that's actually right on time. The energy will pick up here through the end of April and into May, and Mercury will clear his shadow when he reaches 27 degrees of Aries, which occurs on May 14th. So you might feel like now things finally have more momentum, more movement, but with Mercury in Aries, there can be a contentious energy as well. So you might have to stand up for something, maybe fight for something, assert yourself, assert what you need, assert your place or your opinion, but you can do it with greater consciousness. Also, make sure that it is a strong, confident self-assertion where you don't have to get out the blowtorch to make your point. And that can be something that Mercury in Aries does unconsciously. Now, a few days after Mercury stations direct, we're going to have Mars in Pisces make its conjunction to Neptune in Pisces at 28 degrees. This happens on April 28th, and I feel this is quite significant because it means that Mars is now at the very end of the zodiac, and as Mars is conjunct Neptune in Pisces, there is a very strong draining energy, almost like everything is meant to be removed. It's meant to be released and surrendered, but I'm seeing it as an intentional cleanse, especially around anything that Mars has still been fighting in his subconscious. Anything he's still been battling, like he didn't know how to complete this. He doesn't know how to end this. How do I step away from this? How do I move on? And when Mars is conjunct Neptune in Pisces at 28 degrees, there is that draining of the energy because Neptune in Pisces wants that release to occur, wants the deep surrender, especially at the physical level, the ego level. Anything that Mars has still been attached to and holding on to, here comes Neptune and basically cleanses him of an energy that he isn't meant to take forward. And I feel that we're at this really significant ending point for soul contracts, a spiritual cycle, unresolved issues, experiences, energies, all of that is meant to unravel from you if you've been holding on to anything. Keep that in mind, that you might already feel cleansed and clear and squeaky clean, and this isn't what you're feeling. But if this energy is working with you personally, this is where something is over. It's just over. It's not a part of your future. You're not interested in the past. You don't care. You're not interested. New is on the horizon, and you want to just be complete. And this is where that Mars is learning to basically trust the completion, to trust an ending. This can also involve something that's been a long time coming and something that Mars has been fighting to keep, fighting to stay attached to or to hold on to. And the universe is saying that could be futile, that could be draining you, that could be something that isn't even what you need to do with your energy. And I feel like this Mars in Pisces has had an intense experience as he's moved across Saturn and now through Neptune. And there could be things that you're realizing you've been avoiding the letting go. You've been avoiding the surrender because of the emotions it brings up. Where sometimes we can have this unconscious game we play with ourselves where it's like, no, I'm not going to look at that. No, I'm not going to acknowledge that. I'm not going to let that go because I don't want to feel the grief. I don't want to feel the pain. I don't want to feel the disappointment. It's like pushing away that emotional tsunami that can come in and feel like it wipes you out. And Neptune in Pisces will do that. And it's almost like if you're not letting go of something because perhaps you've been unconsciously avoiding the emotional experience of that letting go, the universe will come in and clear it out anyways. And so there's something here about being gentle with yourself and turning that scenario around where instead you see it maybe sailing away with old pieces of yourself or a previous version of yourself that no longer exists. Maybe you see it just moving away peacefully so that you can honor what it was for you. You can understand what you were healing, what you were closing out, what was coming up for you to learn from. And you're doing it from a place of self-love. And that's important here. You can also see how much you've healed from something based on your ability to be emotionally neutral. And there could be a part of you that says, yeah, I don't care. And there's another part of you that says, well, I did care and I'm glad I cared and now I'm good and it's over. And that was just another life experience or that was just another something I went through. And so it's not removing the emotions. It's not saying you have no feelings or you never had feelings. It's just honoring what you've grown through, what you've healed through for your own journey. And this could be something where you're clearing out a toxic cycle. You're moving through something that was previously unhealed throughout your life. You could be understanding more of your own patterns, such as those trauma bonding patterns or unresolved karmic loops or dynamics you've been in, especially the narcissist empath dynamic and what you've learned through that and been required to heal because of it. So this can be many things, but I feel that it's significant. And it isn't new because it's energies we've been experiencing throughout eclipse season and throughout Mercury retrograde. So it's something that is already in front of you. It could even be something that has come in and gone out throughout your life. Like it's been these themes that keep emerging and keep coming through. But there's something about a final completion right now that is helping you turn a corner, turn a page, really allow yourself to be strong enough and brave enough to face whatever that emotion is or emotions are for you, because that is a Pisces energy signature. Also to honor any of the discouragement or depression, also honor the disappointment or anything that you've been processing and you don't know where to put it. You don't know where it should go. Well, in Pisces, it needs to go out to the ocean. It needs to go to Poseidon. And maybe that's even a beautiful example of how to work with this energy, especially Mars in Pisces, that could be needing the assistance of a stronger masculine presence. And so you invite in Poseidon to cleanse, remove, and help you get rid of something at a whole new level of your being. And this cleansing is important. Trusting the void is essential because Mars enters Aries on April 30th and begins a whole new cycle. And this is important because of how Mars is going to get things started that did not happen in previous timelines. Like I'm seeing this as, it's interesting. I was going to say it didn't happen in the previous eclipse cycle that we've just been through, but then my guides brought my attention to no, it didn't happen in the previous 2 years. Like this Mars has been on a journey and his energy was in different timelines and you could feel like something was pushed away or it wasn't able to come into your current timeline because of what this Mars has been moving through. And so there's something here where with the power of this eclipse season and the new energies and activations of the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, something is now coming alive. Now it's coming online. It's coming through. New is on the horizon. New is showing up. And in fact, it could come through quite quickly and quite unexpectedly. Okay, as I say that, I'm getting the image of having lost luggage at the airport. And then all of a sudden it arrives on your front door. And you thought you were tracking it, you thought you knew where it was, whether you had in an AirTag or something showing you where it was, and then all of a sudden, it's like, no, it's delivered. It's right here. It was lost in the system. It got misplaced in another timeline or in another experience. So I feel like there is some kind of course correction happening as Mars enters Aries. There's something that now we're able to move towards because the external intrusions have cleared out. And just as Mars enters into his home sign of Aries, we also have Venus moving into her home sign of Taurus on April 29th. So here she moves into the feminine earthly realms of Taurus, where she's ready to experience a reality that syncs up with her self-value, her self-worth, and what she feels called to create and manifest next. So Venus in Taurus will also connect you to your own abundance frequency, your own experience of how you feel loved, cherished, and respected in the earthly reality, and what you want to do with it, how you want to live from this frequency in a whole new way. And the fact that both Mars and Venus are moving into their home signs is realigning feminine and masculine energies within us. It feels like a reset. It feels like also a very strong, stable place for relational dynamics. And so you could certainly apply this to relationships in your life, but also to yourself, where you're looking at how the masculine is ready to go for it, to assert themselves, to start something new, to trust the magic of new beginnings. And the feminine energies are grounded and strong in receiving, in being open to creating, to giving love and affection, and to calming that surge of energy that Mars and Aries brings in. And so here we have an interesting dance between fiery element of Aries and the soothing offerings of Taurus, where they can work together when there's a consciousness around that synchronicity and that dance of their strengths. So you could certainly feel some kind of reset coming online for you as we close out the month of April. Now, Venus in Taurus is going to have her first interaction with Pluto in Aquarius. By first, I mean this is the first time Venus has been in her home sign of Taurus and is making a square to Pluto in Aquarius. That's happening on April 30th. At 2 degrees. So Venus moves into her favorite sign of Taurus, and then immediately she's met by Pluto. And she previously was conjunct Pluto back in February when she was in the air sign of Aquarius. And that was more of the bigger picture of her life direction, friendships, people she has in her acquaintance circles, looking at her finances, her money, and what needs to deeply change in those areas of her life. Well, now here we are with the square from Pluto in Aquarius, but Venus in Taurus feels more personal about the energy now. And this is certainly checking in on finances. There is a financial element here. There's something too that if you've been putting off some kind of change, it might be quite evident by the end of April. If there is something that you've been simply thinking about, now it's time to make it real, to make a concrete shift. Venus in Taurus wants to bring in more beauty. She wants to feel alive in her daily life. And Pluto in Aquarius is basically asking her, well, what are you going to get rid of? in order to live your best life? What needs to be refined, removed, perhaps even permanently demolished so that you can, especially for the long term? So again, if you've been hesitating on making a change, you've been delaying it or pushing it off, like, no, I don't want to do this. No, it's too hard. No, I don't want to take this apart and start fresh. There will be something that comes up for you the end of April that forces a truth. Now, when we have a square between two planets, there tends to be one planet that dominates. Their energy is stronger. And in this case, it's Pluto. Pluto in Aquarius is applying an intense force to lovely, beautiful Venus in Taurus. And so there's something to just call it, just do it, just take care of the thing, make the decision, get it done, let it go, you know, whatever the case may be for you. But understand that Pluto requires us to do the more emotional, intense work for a reason. And you might not know the reason right away. You might not see it right away or on the same day, but later on, it probably will connect and it probably will be something that you're glad you made that decision or you're glad you trusted what was coming up around a particular issue. Also keep in mind that Pluto is moving very slowly right now as Pluto prepares to station retrograde on May 2nd. This will occur at 2 degrees of Aquarius and 6 minutes. It happens May 2nd at 1:46 p.m. That's Eastern Time. And as Pluto is moving slowly, there is an intensification of his presence, sort of like the energies get stronger and more pronounced. You're feeling it. You're feeling it vibrating through you, especially if you have planets or points around 2 degrees of the fixed signs and 2 degrees of the air signs. So Pluto is going to move back into the final degree of Capricorn in September. Clearly, we're not there yet, and I'm not going to jump ahead to September, but just know that Pluto is stationing retrograde at 2 degrees of Aquarius and hasn't been here before, hasn't been at this degree point, and has been moving and churning new energies within us. Churn is a great way to describe Pluto. There's that relentless churning that digs deeper, asks us to understand more, dig into those fears, look at what is going on within your own internal operating system. Things that we wouldn't normally want to even look at or face, well, Pluto loves it. Pluto loves it. Let's go into this. Let's look at these monsters and fears. Let's journey through the dark without your headlamp on. Don't think about what could bite your leg or slither around you. Pluto wants this. And when the Pluto energy is stronger, we can have some really powerful insights that we didn't see before. So over this next week, there could be messages coming through. There could be things coming up that are even otherworldly, things from other realms, certainly off-planet messages, galactic insights, things that are opening up in you that are beyond the human experience. And that is important to note with Pluto in Aquarius. It's beyond your ego or who you think you are in this lifetime. It's not about the name on your driver's license or what's on your passport. It isn't about what you look and see in the mirror. Pluto in Aquarius is taking us into these higher quantum realms that are stretching us to put our energy out and to meet new parts of ourselves that we wouldn't normally come in contact with. And I actually see how this is a very intense stretching of the energy that can not only be uncomfortable, but give us vertigo, like throw us off balance. You know, we're going into these other realms that can make our heads feel like they're spinning and that we don't have our bearings. And that's exactly the point. That's exactly what needs to be experienced, especially for our own soul growth and our own expansion at this time. Pluto in Aquarius is showing you what you need to leave behind, what needs to be permanently transformed, killed, demolished, and deconstructed, because ultimately it's limiting you. It's holding you back from a new level of consciousness, access to more of your energy. It is holding you back from more of how you can grow and expand with these energies. And so Pluto in Aquarius brings it to your mental attention and asks you to be honest with yourself around whether or not this is where you want to go. We have access to higher, clearer energies than ever before. We have access to more light. We are bigger energy containers. We are able to embody and integrate more than we have in any other timeline, any other lifetime. And that in and of itself is a revolution. That is part of this consciousness revolution that we are moving through individually and collectively, where we're also harnessing more of our individual frequencies and understanding it's all needed. It all has a purpose. It all can be beneficial. But we also then have to acknowledge where those limitations are, what parts of our reality are no longer working for us, no longer serving us, what is holding you back from this cosmic expansion, especially in the Aquarius areas of your chart. So the very early degrees of Aquarius, 0, 1, and 2 degrees, are where Pluto is churning through you so that something will rise up for you to transform. Pluto being the energy of the phoenix rising from the ashes. But first, what has to be burned down? What has to be thoroughly and permanently completed to set you free? And it's a slower process with Pluto. It doesn't move quickly like Uranus does, but it requires us to also pace our energy, manage what is coming up as it presents itself, and access more of our power in order to deal with it, in order to face it, since Pluto is connected to our fears. Those can be primal fears, emotional fears, fears from other lifetimes, fears that even have been far away in your energy field, and then they come front and center, take you by surprise at times, but then the universe wants to guide you through whatever that experience might be. And so Pluto is initiating us in the Aquarius areas of our chart and deeply activating more that can serve us for the long term, as long as we're willing to honor the uncomfortable churning and be willing to transform, to be willing to change. And this is another theme that comes up, especially in the fixed signs. So the fixed signs being Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, is the fixed signs can push away the work the universe is bringing front and center. There can be strong resistance, stubbornness, a sense of, I don't want to do that, I'm not choosing that. And of course, there is free will. There is your personal sovereignty here. And so nothing can force you to do anything, right? But then the intensity increases, especially with Pluto. The messages get louder, the themes get bigger. In fact, something can become harder and more intense to face the more that it's pushed away. And so in this Aquarius energy, you're being asked to expand your mind, have a mental shift around what you thought was absolute, what you thought was a sure thing. Because of the fact that Aquarius is fixed air, it's futuristic, it's fixated on a vision, an idea, a way of doing something, a way of being. And it can be very hard for a new concept or new idea to get in the door if there are no openings, if there's nothing allowing that information to come through. And Pluto in Aquarius is saying, it's okay to add in some doors and windows here. It's okay. In fact, it's being required of you. It's being required of you to not be shut down or to have any kind of mental lock that's preventing what you're meant to see, what you're meant to understand, that can also support and direct you for the future into that next level vision, that next project, idea, dream, even just expanding how you previously thought the world worked or energy worked. There's always deep growth with Pluto. So we are deeply growing in these early degrees of Pluto in our charts. And even if there is a sense of rebellion and pushback, here's how the story goes. Pluto wins. And it can either be something where you step in to partner with Pluto with respect and reverence for the power, or Pluto becomes that perceived enemy or bad guy that you're working against. And hey, the choice is yours, right? However you choose to perceive it is your right. But the energy of Pluto will make changes regardless of what the human will wants or chooses, regardless of what the mind thinks it knows or has figured out. Pluto in Aquarius will tear down and demolish something because it doesn't fit the energy of where we're going and of what you truly need for the long term. And all this energy is strong right now because of Pluto's slowdown as the dwarf planet prepares to station retrograde on May 2nd. Then Pluto will remain retrograde until October 12th, where it journeys back to 29 degrees of Capricorn. So you could feel like you're ready for some kind of wild, crazy quantum leap. You could feel like the universe is giving you clear messages around something that seems improbable, downright impossible, ridiculous, not logical. How could this make sense? How could this work? But the universe knows, because what I love too about Aquarius is that it is the frequency of miracles. It is the energy that will bring together all these wild, crazy pieces and create some kind of cohesive wholeness or story. In fact, this reminds me of a movie I saw just recently, maybe a month or two ago. And the premise of the movie is so wild and wacky that it actually made me really curious. So it's called She Came to Me, and it stars Peter Dinklage, Marissa Tomei, and Anne Hathaway. Marissa Tomei is a tugboat captain, Anne Hathaway, psychiatrist, and Peter Dinklage is a composer who writes operas. So right away, those three professions, what do they have in common? Well, it brings the story together. It's considered romantic comedy. And as I was watching it, I thought it was quite Aquarian and Pisces in its themes, because it also has this undercurrent of sweetness. So it was surprising. Of course, just my opinion on this movie, but it illustrates how we're living in a time that so many things can happen and come together in a way that we wouldn't initially choose, understand, or pick, but there could be delightful surprises that come up with it. And in fact, I've been feeling this joy frequency for a number of weeks now. Like, there just feels like there's a lightness and a happiness and a peace frequency. And it feels like something that we can live from, because I know this has been a hard lifetime. I know that you have been through a lot, and we've been required to do a lot of healing, to face a lot of fears, to do more work than we ever conceived possible or that we thought we would have to take on. So we've really been in it, especially for the last number of decades. I mean, it's been relentless. It's been relentless. And yet there's something shifting now, or at least I hope you feel it, that is lifting us up, that is showing us what we've moved through, that is honoring that the work always pays off. There is reward at the other end. There is satisfaction. There is a rising up in your joy frequency. And even if you're not feeling that right now, and that sounds foreign, or ridiculous, or not even something you could consider, It is available. It is existing in our cosmos and in our energy spectrums. And I hope it's something too to remember. A lot of times when we go through our spiritual journey and we're moving through all these themes that just feel never ending, you know, we forget we've had many lifetimes of peace and abundance and calm and healing. You might have openings into those lifetimes as well. And maybe that's something to set your intention around. We're going back to what I mentioned earlier in this podcast, that could be balancing for you. That could balance your own experiences and your own frequencies if you want to energetically recall and pull in those experiences that remind you that your human journey has also been beautiful, has also been joyful and filled with love and respect and care and laughter and happiness and peace. So remember to focus on that part of your energy too and ask your soul to deliver it, because maybe you get a download as you're sleeping. Maybe something comes in that you just randomly, quote unquote, randomly feel or tap into. Allow that to be a way of using your power and reminding yourself of your expansiveness. Now, over this next week, we've been talking about the personal planets, Mercury stationing direct, Venus moving into Taurus, and Mars moving into Aries. The personal planets are very important because they are part of your personal recipe, your personality, what you prefer, what you like, what you don't like, how you stand up for yourself, how you assert your needs. They hold a richness in your astrology chart along with your sun and your moon. And the more that you know this part of yourself and you understand even how wildly different they can be, because for example, your natal Mars can be in any of the 12 astrological signs. Your Mars can be opposing your sun. It can be squaring your sun. Mars can be anywhere in your chart, and so can the moon. Now, Mercury and Venus are more on a leash with the sun, and they only travel so far away from the sun. And they are the planets that are about not only your personal preferences and how you think, but understanding more about your self-love, your self-worth, and your personal consciousness in this lifetime. And I believe that this is really important to understand because typically in astrology, people start to know their big three. You first meet your sun, your moon, and your rising sign. But these personal planets are incredibly important for, again, your own energetic recipe. So that's why I wrote my book, Awakening Astrology, on your five most personal planets so that you can understand their expressions and their needs. Now, when I released this book back in 2022, we offered a free webinar and PDF download that will help you with the information in the book. And my publisher has told me that we still have that available. So when you buy Awakening Astrology, either paperback, digital, or audiobook, you can then access the free webinars I did and the PDF download that explains even more. So I wanted to bring that to your attention in case you would enjoy that or if that would assist you in understanding more about your astrology chart. I hope that April ends on a beautiful note for you. I hope that you feel that surrender or shift as Mars makes a conjunction to Neptune in Pisces and completes his journey in Pisces with compassion, gratitude, and a sense of peace. So quite an interesting week we have ahead. Wishing you the very best as you navigate it in your world and in your own way. I'll be back every Monday and Wednesday for a new podcast episode, and you can find all of my current courses and offerings over at mollymccord.online. As always, thank you so much for joining me, and I will see you soon as we pick up where we left off with these ongoing cycles. Take good care.